Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Of course, an area that's so used to winning, that's so used to the glory years, the six Super Bowls. They went to nine total Super Bowls during the Brady era, and they got it right. They got, at least to the moment, they got the right coach, they got the right quarterback, added the defensive pieces, everything. Sweetness and light right now in New England. Eight straight wins and a 9-2 mark.
Okay, we all got a long way to go, okay, and you guys are going to help us get there, okay, together. But that was the plan. Not just the players, not just the coaches, the entire program, okay? Everything we do, okay, we're doing to help you to go out there and make plays, to perform, and to ultimately win. Okay, I'm proud to be your coach, and I appreciate how hard you play, okay? But I'm also going to enjoy a couple days away from you. Break
now. Enjoy the work for this now, man. Be safe. See y'all boys on Monday. Love you guys, man. Hey, pass to me. Pass on three. 1, 2, 3. Pass.
Time now for the Christian Arcan Show.
Yo, it's Arcan.
On WEEI.
Good evening. Welcome in. It's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We are live at our Brighton studios. We are powered by Verizon. We are Boston Sports Original. And tonight, we are here with you for...
Not too long. 10, 20 minutes. Close to 3 hours, I guess.
That's about right. 3 hours. We're here for 3 hours till 9 o'clock tonight. Then it's Boomer and Valente taking you into the later evening. And then you'll hear from me again on Sunday. Even though the Patriots played Thursday, Sunday football show must go on. And we will have that as well, but we got a big show for you here tonight in the 3 hours that we have. Mego's going to join the show at 7:30, and hopefully for the foreseeable future, we'll be hearing from Mego on Fridays a lot more often. We've been trying to make that happen since baseball season ended, and by baseball season, I mean like the whole World Series, not just the Red Sox, as we did carry those games as well, and it is not quite lined up yet, but we finally got it all in alignment. She'll be joining us here at 7:30 to talk about the latest Patriots win, ho-hum. Before we get to that, I got to say, the last half hour of WEEI Afternoons was a true tour de force by Andy Hart. Like, it really was. First of all, he says there's no way anything bad can happen at the end of the season, which is just a wild statement. Like, if he had said, barring injury, there's no way, then I would have said, yeah, probably. Like, because the way, what he said, and I didn't have time to get into it with him because, you know, we got to start our show. But what he said was like, 2021, that was a terrible ending. I didn't think that it was. I thought that that was a perfectly fine. They were a team on the rebound with a rookie quarterback. They got their ass kicked, obviously, in the playoffs, but they won 10 games. He was a Pro Bowler, and everything was looking pretty good for the Patriots at that point. Little did we know that Bill Belichick was about to just flip everyone's world upside down. But I didn't have a big issue with them losing that game. It was an ugly loss, but I didn't think it was this devastating, awful end of the season. That was sort of a, I'd say, a similar situation to what we're talking about right now, except that team wasn't like this. Like, what we're seeing here with this team, with their schedule, with the just the ability to come up with winning plays, this win streak that they're on right now, I mean, this is pretty special what we're seeing right here. I think we all agree that Belichick, that looked like his big redemption story there with Mac Jones. This seems like something else. Belichick getting his groove back was fine, but this has its own kind of feel to it. It's different than that, and you sort of look at where the expectations were at the beginning of the year. I had them as a 6-win team. I've been wrong for a couple of weeks now. I mean, you know, what do you want me to say? Someone found an old clip of me saying that the reasons why I didn't want Mike Vrabel as the head coach. I'm sitting there cringing watching that one too. I didn't want Drake May. I've been wrong about basically everything. All right, listen, you have one side that you like. I decided I wanted to be consistent about it. Drake May, I didn't really love in college. I had no idea, and neither did you, by the way, that he was going to turn into this. Even the big Drake May fans didn't have this kind of schedule for him. Like, come on, let's be honest here. You might be more right than I was, but no one expected this. And Mike Vrabel, for what he's giving this team, I would say that's above and beyond what even the biggest Mike Vrabel fans thought.
Wrong!
What we were going to be getting from him in terms of setting a culture, everyone buying into it right away, this team winning 8 of their first 10 games. Like, come on. We weren't there. 9 of their first 11 games. That is not where anybody was. No one was there. Even the most optimistic Patriots fans weren't expecting it to click like this. This is special. This feels special. More ways than 2021 did. Not more than, like, say, 2007. I mean, that was a special season in and of itself. And that was a worse ending to the year than 2021 by far. And that would be a worse ending than, I think, anything that happened this year.
Nothing's happened that's bad yet.
Right. I mean, you're sort of there. There's been some injuries, right? Bermondre Stevenson being injured is not great. Gonzalez being injured in the first couple of weeks wasn't great. They lost a couple of those games. Since then, everything's really fallen into place and aligned about as well as it possibly could have. That game last night, was it the best win of the year? No, but it was a perfectly fine win on a short week against a team that has been not exactly getting their ass kicked week in and week out. We talked about this a lot last night with John Lyons. The Jets are a bad team, and their record may end up being one of the worst ones that they've had. But you can't tell me that team goes out there and just gets smoked every week. They don't. They do not. And they didn't really get smoked last night. You know, they hung around in that game. That was a one-score game in the fourth quarter. Like, there was some tense moments in that game. They had won the previous two. One-score losses to the Panthers, the Broncos, the Dolphins, the Bucks, and the Steelers. Many of those games were like a field goal or less. The only games they really got blown out in were week two against Buffalo and week six against the Cowboys. That's it. And this was a two-score loss here to the Patriots. But that, to me, didn't feel like a game that the Patriots were in complete dominant control of from wire to wire. The Jets did hang around in that game. The Jets scored a touchdown late in the game. They were in positions where if they had just made one more play or picked up one more first down, Patriots might have been sweating a little bit, like they were sweating it out last week against Tampa Bay or the week before against Atlanta. It never quite came to that, and it shouldn't have because the Jets aren't very good. That's not a good team. That's a team that the Patriots maybe shouldn't have had that kind of trouble with, but I'll give them a pass for it because it was a short week and an emotional win over a big team on the road. They're back home against this Jets team. And, yeah, I mean, the Jets kind of sneak up on some of these teams. They don't win a lot of games, but they do hang around, and that's what they did. They hung around. And the Patriots still beat them by multiple scores. They still covered the spread. Drake May was 9-for-9 to start the game. Like, he's unbelievable. He's really unbelievable. I don't know what else to say. Like, you know, you run out of ways to say he's awesome. But every week he kind of just shows you a new element of his game, a new strength that you had seen flashes of, but now you sort of come to expect on a weekly basis with him. His pocket presence improving, his ability to improvise, like on that one touchdown drive where he was just doing whatever he wanted to out there. It was backyard football with Drake May and his friends. And the Jets had nothing for him. I mean, really, they had nothing. You're continuing to see a wide receiver room get elevated by this quarterback and by this offensive coordinator and all overall coaching staff. I'll say that I heard Tommy Curran say it was like a metamorphosis. And that is what we're looking at here with this wide receiver room. And bringing in Steph Diggs and Mac Hollins is a huge role in that. Really a huge role. There's still some elements of the old wide receiver rooms of Christmas past. And that's basically just Kyle Williams not knowing where the ball's going to be or where he's supposed to go or what the route is or what Drake May wants to do. Meanwhile, every other wide receiver on the field is like they're sharing a brain. It's unbelievable. Like it really, even on even on some plays that didn't land, that ball to Mac Hollins, Hollins had to slow up a little bit, but that guy, kid on the Jets, made a great play. That was a great throw. He hit Hollins with another one. Him and Steph Diggs are like, they're like going against the computer. You know what I mean? Like there's no way to stop. He finds Diggs. Diggs has a step. Mayo put it where only Diggs can get it. Diggs will get it. And they're picking up that first down, guys. Like that's, you know, like, sorry. You're going to have to give him a little bit more attention.
Nailed it.
Is he going down there giving you big play, you know, big Justin Jefferson home run balls? Not really. That's not really what Diggs is giving you right now. But there's no stopping him. There's no stopping that connection. Pop Douglas with another big game. Hunter Henry, I thought, had some big catches as well. This offense is being elevated by what I'm slowly, and I don't know how you can deny it at this point, a generational season here in many statistical categories for this quarterback and what may end up being a generational run. And this, the beginning of it here, for Drake May.
Drake May, bitch. Yeah.
This was his second primetime win of the season. He completed his first 11 pass attempts. I said 9, I was wrong. His first 11 pass attempts. Finished 25 of 34, 281, one touchdown, MVP chance all throughout Gillette Stadium. He's going to run out of other people to say, and we'll get to Travion Henderson, which was his thing last night. Every night they chant MVP at him. Every night, coming off the field, some reporter says, hey, did you hear the MVP chants? And every single time he goes, yeah, I think they were for some other person. Like, it wasn't me. I don't think they were saying, no, it's for you, Drake. It's definitely for you. He knows it's for him. But I like that. It's like a bit, you know?
Yeah, it may have been for Baker. Baker played his butt off.
No, they lost, so I wouldn't think so. He might have a point last night with Travion Henderson, but we'll get to him in just a minute. The Patriots have the best record in football. The best record in football. Drake May leads the league in passing yards. He's second in completion rate, fourth in QB rating, and fifth in passer rating. He's also rushed for 285 yards, two touchdowns. And I'm reading this from Nesson, Tyler Marr. In 11 starts this season, he has the tweet pinned from Optistat. Drake May has over 2,500 passing yards, over 250 rushing yards, 20-plus touchdown passes, a completion percentage over 70%, and a win percentage over 800. No other quarterback in NFL history has put up those numbers over any span of 11 starts in a single regular season. No other quarterback in NFL history has put up those numbers over any 11-start span in one single regular season. I feel like I have to say this a third time. I'm not going to, but I feel as though this generational, right?
Like that. Wow.
Generational. That's one of one. That's right? I mean, like, that's what we're talking about. 11 games, that's not nothing. It's still a minuscule sample size when you talk about the careers of some of these other players. Andy Hart, another great thing he said was that he'd take Drake May over Mahomes right now today. And listen, Mahomes doesn't have 11 games with all that stuff I just said, but I'd still take Patrick Mahomes. Come on. Patrick Mahomes. That's like saying, oh, well, Andrew Luck's much younger than Tom Brady. Who would you take in 2012 or whatever it was? Andrew Luck or Tom Brady? Well, Andrew Luck's younger. You know, Tom Brady's about to win 3 more championships and Andrew Luck isn't. Excuse me, 4 more championships and Andrew Luck didn't win any. But listen, Andrew Luck was supposed to revolutionize the position and he was very good. It's not like Andrew Luck sucked. He was very, very good. But let's not discount what's already been accomplished here by Mahomes and disrespect him in that way, which I do think it is. There's been some talk about some of the Drake May glazing that's going on right now as being disrespectful to other people, as told by a couple of pundits on ESPN, which we'll get to later on in the show. I vehemently disagree with them, but that is something that is being brought up. No other quarterback has matched what May's done over this 11-game stretch. Passing volume, accuracy, rushing, and winning. And that's no one else has ever done it. Drake May, the odds-on leader, once again, he was tied with Stafford. And Stafford, the Rams don't have a bye this week, right? I think the Rams are playing this weekend.
So, I think it's Seahawks they're playing.
Rams-Seahawks. Oh, good game. So if Stafford goes out there and beats the Seahawks, then I think they'll probably go right back into the tie for it. But May, I mean, what can you say? What can you say? That's not the only history that he's made either. He's got some other historical marks that he's hit. And I don't know. I mean, some of those I think you can just kind of find anything. Like a guy's got a good stretch going on here, so let's start throwing him in with some of these other names and crazy big names. But, you know, it's not really all that far off. It's not really all that far off now to think that this is a real thing. Not a flash in the pan, not a hot streak, but the beginning of something that could really be special. And the reason why I'm so confident of that is because as great as things look right now, as great as the Patriots look, as great as Drake May looks, as great as they all are looking, I don't think that they've come close to their final form. You know, like I don't think they're close to what their peak is. I think there's a whole nother level that this team could be operating at. And it just stands to reason, doesn't it? Mike Vrabel just got here. He's just got here. Drake May is how many games into his professional career? Do you know how much he still has to learn about reading defenses and, you know, just the basics of playing the quarterback position? Like, he's still at the NFL level, has so much to absorb and improve with. Mike Vrabel still has all this time and, you know, ability. He's done it very quickly, but, like, he's here for the long haul. You know? Like, there, he's not going anywhere. You don't come in here with a big splash like this, and then all of a sudden they're thinking about moving on from you the next year. No way. Like, he's, but just from these 10, 11 games alone, he's probably bought himself another two seasons minimum. Even if things go poorly next year, like, you're not touching Mike Vrabel. And when that's the promise, and it seems like there's really a high probability that this team can deliver on that promise, maybe as early as this year, that's pretty great. Now, Vegas doesn't think so, because I just checked, and once again on FanDuel, the Patriots, despite being 9-2, are still not in the top 10 of betting odds for to win the Super Bowl this year. They are still outside of the top 10. They're still behind the Broncos. And maybe that'll all look a little different once these games happen, but I'm shocked. I'm shocked that that the markets still are frozen on this team, because I don't know what else you need to see. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Drake May playing incredible football. And it seems as though one of the rookies from this year, Travion Henderson, is starting to hit his stride as well. A hat trick of touchdowns, two on the ground, one through the air. We'll get to Travion Henderson with your phone calls at 617-779-7937 right after this.
The coach and the quarterback are heard live here every Patriots Monday. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Patriots are off until Monday following last night's 27-14 victory over the Jets. It's their eighth consecutive victory. As of right now, the Patriots have the best record in the National Football League at 9-2. They'll get a little mini bye here with their next matchup coming a week from Sunday in Cincinnati against the Bengals. Meanwhile, injury news ahead of the rest of the NFL slate for Week 10. Lions tight end Sam Laporta was ruled out with a back injury. The Chiefs have ruled out running back Isaiah Pacheco, while the Broncos have ruled out their starting running back, J.K. Dobbins. The Bruins had their 7-game winning streak snapped last night in Ottawa 5-3. They'll be in Montreal tomorrow night to take on the Canadiens. Celtics are off until Sunday afternoon when they host the L.A. Clippers. And Boston College Hockey hosts UMass tonight from Conti Forum. You can listen to that game on WEEI AM 850 beginning at 6:45. Tomorrow, Boston College Football hosts 16th-ranked Georgia Tech from Alumni Stadium. Kickoff is at 3:30. Coverage here on 93.7 WEEI FM begins at 3 p.m. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
13th play of the drive after the Jets scored on a 14th play drive. Flip it back here, turning inside, spinning his way, all the way into the end zone is Henderson for the touchdown. Offensive lineman to the outside, and cutting through and going all the way to the end zone is Trevion Henderson. Two touchdowns for him. Second and five, pump fake, throws open, caught, touchdown. The hat trick for Henderson.
You know, it's a journey. You know, the NFL comes with a lot of highs and lows. And so, you know, I think the biggest thing is just the preparation going into the week. And, you know, with the reps that we have, just trying my best to take advantage of them. And, you know, continue to try to grow and get better as a player. Coach Vrabes, he does a good job of pushing everyone. And so, you know, I think preparation is key.
Christian Arcand Show here at WEEI. Nice to have you with us. Happy Friday, everybody. Patriots Friday. And a victory Friday. Big part of the reason for that is that guy you just heard right there, rookie running back Trevion Henderson, who was on a bit of a run himself. Not a historical one, like, say, maybe, I don't know, Drake May. But he is he's getting the job done. There's no question about it. Trevion Henderson, in the absence of Ramondre Stevenson, hasn't exactly been going out there like a workhorse. I know that he just tied a record with Curtis Martin, first rookie running back since Curtis Martin to have consecutive multiple touchdown games. And Curtis Martin, I mean, for those who were lucky enough to remember his days with the Patriots before he defected to the Jets there with the big tuna, he was awesome. Oh, was he great. But he was like an every down back, get you 6 yards per carry. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he was a steady workhorse back who could occasionally break a big one. But Trevion Henderson's not that. Trevion Henderson is now, after that breakout performance against Tampa Bay, where he showed he was a capable home run hitting type of back, like Jahmyr Gibbs type, you know, like that's when he gets loose, who's going to catch him? Who's going to chase him down? Nobody. And when Tonga clears out the entire defense and gives him this big lane to run, like that's, you know, goodbye. He's that fast. He's got that kind of speed. Marcus Jones has that kind of speed, too, when he gets an open space. But you can't deny it. I mean, you see it, and you know you're witnessing a guy with special talent. Thing about guys like that, though, is that all throughout history, there's been fast running backs. Guys who, if you know, you give them the right opportunity, throw them a screen pass, and the blocking's all there. Yeah, they can take it to the house. But everything has to be perfect. It has to be the perfect setting. It has to be the perfect defense they're going against. They have to be in the exact right kind of set. You know, this guy can't be on the field. That guy can't be on the field. And we'll see what that means for a guy like Travion Henderson. But what I like about him is that he started the year pretty slowly. He had a tough adjustment, getting used to the pass protection, getting used to running between the tackles, catching the ball out of the backfield. Like, all of that stuff was not really coming easy to him at all. And people were seeing these other running backs going out there and playing really well and being difference makers on their teams and starting. And meanwhile, here's Travion Henderson. It's like, I don't know if it's going to happen for him this year. And then Stevenson goes down. Henderson gets the bulk of the carries here for these last two games. Goes for 140-plus yards on Sunday, and then last night scores three touchdowns. Two on the ground, one through the air, and it's not like he had a monster of a day running the ball. It's not. I remember LeGarrette Blount used to have those crazy games where he'd rush for like 200 yards and four touchdowns, and he'd return a kick for a touchdown, and he's this big, you know, lumbering guy. And it's like, well, how'd that happen? That's not what you saw there yesterday. He ran 19 times for 62 yards, which isn't terrible. But what you noticed is that when they were down by the goal line, he had a nose for the end zone. That first touchdown, he got hit by Sherwood, and he spun around, kept going. The pile got pushed right in there, and he stayed on his feet. And that, to me, was noticeable because he doesn't always stay on his feet. That's not really been like his forte this year. He's, you know, he goes down kind of easily. But that one play, I remember watching that going, whoa, where's this guy been? The next one, same kind of deal. They're down there in the red area. The Jets are dropping all these people, only rushing three or four, dropping everybody else back in coverage. They're back on their heels. Boom, here comes Henderson, and they're not ready for him. And then that pass play. Ted was talking about this today, how he's never seen a running back run that route before. I certainly never have. If Ted's never seen it, I've definitely never seen it. And after that touchdown, Drake May pointed at the bench as if to say, hey, Josh, it worked. Hey, Josh, look at that. Look at, we nailed it. Perfect. Hey, there he was, wide open. And that was a great throw. Drake May made a lot of great throws. And Travion Henderson, while he wasn't exactly a force to be reckoned with every time he touched the ball, you got him the ball down there in that red area. He's not a very big guy, but he's a big-time red zone weapon. And the Jets, you know, they had no answer for it. And you know that they were ready. I mean, you knew that that was going to be the entire run game. It's just going to be 32. That's it. They only got him and D'Ernest Johnson. They had Pop Douglas in the backfield. He got blown up in the backfield in that one play. And Drake May didn't run much either. He took off a couple of times, but not really. I don't even think. He had gained 1 yard. He gained a half a yard. Or no, 2 yards on four carries. Averaged a half a yard. The run game was all one guy. And he made a big impact when they needed him to. And that is great news. Great news for the progression of a rookie. Great news for this offense in the absence of their main running back. Great news all around. And I'm interested in seeing the development here of this kid, Henderson, and how he continues to build off of what he's done in these last two games. Because that, I think, is major, major progress. Major progress. Just that first touchdown alone, I thought, was a tremendous step forward for him. And looking forward to seeing him build off of that. And eventually, you know, I mean, listen, I don't know if he's ever going to be a straight-up between-the-tackles type of running back that you can count on week in and week out. I don't think he's that right now. But I'm willing to see it out because he's an exciting player. That's an exciting player with exciting talent and just, you know, ridiculous speed. And now he's showing some toughness, too. You put that all together, you got yourself a pretty good player there. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's go to the phones. Alan is up in the great state of Maine. He has a thought on Drake May and his progression. Hello, Alan.
Hey, Christian. Great show.
Thank you, Alan.
I was going to focus on Drake, but you bringing up Travion got me thinking. impression of all of the young players, but especially Drake, like what he's doing. But like Will Campbell's growth this year, Travion's growth this year, Drake's growth.
Alan, I'm going to put you on hold because it sounds like the old that one cell tower up in Maine seems like maybe there's a cloud in front of it or something. I'm not sure. But you're breaking up a little bit. We'll see if we can get you into a better area. And if you want to hang on, we can try and get back to you. Joe will get on there and make sure, because I do want to hear what you had to say there. The progression, I think I get the gist. The progression of the young players is right now, I mean, looking pretty good, except for one big exception. And that is, unfortunately, the kid, the wide receiver there. Kyle Williams. I don't know what to make of him. It's sometimes you can, like, in a dysfunctional offense, last year, for example, right? Jalen Polk, you knew that there was some problems there. You knew that there was some problems with him and Baker and really everybody. I mean, you know, like, it was pretty lousy last year. Pop Douglas took a step back. Everybody took a step back. It was a back break. Kayshon Booty wasn't really, you know, he made a couple of plays when Drake May took over, but it wasn't really anything. And you could kind of, if you're someone like Jalen Polk, second round pick, you know, a lot of good guys went after you. You could hide the foul. Well, we're not in a great offense. No one else is really connecting with this quarterback and this offense very well. Maybe Polk's not that good. I know he got traded. He hasn't done anything since he got traded either. But, like, you could at least make the argument, yeah, Polk's not really doing anything, but no one else is either. Can't make that argument this year. This year, Drake May has a tremendous chemistry and thing going on with Steph Diggs, with Mac Hollins, with Pop Douglas, with Kayshon Booty, and with Hunter Henry. That's five people. Like, you know what I mean? That's five members of the offense that you can say right now Drake May has developed a very strong connection with. And meanwhile, Kyle Williams, you know, I don't know if he has been in the – like, he was in the right place on one throw, that touchdown in the last game on a crosser, which, again, 10 yards and crisscross, unstoppable, Josh McDaniels. You want to get him involved, that's how you do it. That's how you got to touch that, just saying. But since then, whenever it's anything other than that, it's like, you know, you could say, well, you know, maybe Drake May screwed it up a couple of those times. Well, he doesn't screw it up with anyone else. I don't ever see him throw the ball and then Steph Diggs is looking over the wrong shoulder. I don't see him put one up there and Mac Hollins zigs when he's supposed to zag. Or Hunter Henry or Kayshon Booty. Even Pop Douglas, really, you know, like you haven't seen much of that. Maybe once or twice with Douglas, but not really at all. You know, like you see it with Kyle Williams every single time they go to him, just about.
I think Kyle's doing a lot of really good things.
I'd like to know when that's happening because it's not happening during the games. And again, this is why, I mean, that's the only really thing you can say. I know I'm picking on the kid a little bit, but it stands out when he's really, really vibing with everybody else. On last year's team, you know, a guy like Kyle Williams can kind of hide behind everybody else who can't figure out how to run the offense and make it work. But right now, he's kind of the only one, you know, like that's too bad. And he's only really getting these reps because Kayshon Booty's not out there. This wasn't part of the plan. But this also does go to show in a microcosm, really, and it's sort of a microcosm of what's plagued this team for the last five-ish years, is that when you whiff on draft picks like that, you end up having Kyle Williams as your depth pieces. Like, that's what ends up happening there. There's plenty of other guys that should have been in that position already. I just named two of them, Jalen Polk, Javon Baker, Tyquan Thornton. You know, go back down the list. These were all guys who were drafted with pretty high picks and just, you know, just bust after bust after bust. It just got, you know, it got to the point where it was sort of a running joke. And you thought maybe this year to break out of it, you know? It's a new regime, a new day, but now something about a wide receiver drafted to the Patriots with, I don't know, the only exceptions maybe being, well, definitely Deion Branch. It was like 22 years ago. And, what, Julian Edelman? But Julian Edelman wasn't even a wide receiver when they drafted him. Malcolm Mitchell, he got hurt. So, I mean, that kind of, the curse kind of lives on there. But he was, you know, he was good in that one Super Bowl. I don't know. I mean, there's nothing. There's so many N'Keal Harrys and Chad Jacksons and, you know, Aaron Dobsons and all these guys. Like, it goes on and on. Josh Boyce and these names that you just read and you're like, oh, my God, yeah, wow. Why'd they have such a blind spot at that one position? And it does seem as though that's one. Vrabel has tried to get rid of every hint of Bill Belichick ever being there in that building. And he basically did, except for the one thing, not drafting good wide receivers. That's the one thing, the tradition that they're still continuing with.
You can play a great drinking game with all the failed wide receivers, just going back and forth.
Certainly could. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. When we come back, I mentioned that while this team is way better than anybody thought they'd be this year and playing at an incredible clip right now and on this awesome win streak and everything else, it does seem like there's still a next level. It does seem like there are parts of their game that they can clean up, and when they do, it's hard to imagine them being more unstoppable than this, but I do think there's another level for this team, and I'm going to talk about how they can get there right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Braves, how much fun are you having?
A lot.
No doubt.
My youngest son, Carter's the same age as Drake, and I'm thinking, my God, am I old? I'm 50, and it's just so much fun because these guys are experiencing a lot of these things for the first time. And so I forget that sometimes. I forget that our left side of our line is 21 and 22 years old, and our quarterback's 23, and it's like, okay, well there's going to be a lot of firsts for this program. And I tell them, hey, this is new for us. Let's attack this. Let's understand what this looks like. And they've responded, and they have at least taken the coaching every day, like Drake said.
Texters bring up a good point. Arcan, how can you say that about the wide receivers? What about Booty and Pop Douglas? True. Six-round picks. I was mostly talking about guys that they spent, you know, day one picks on or day two. Which there's a long line of those, as Joe said, you know, a drinking game if you want to do it. But what I want to talk about now is, number one, how much fun this team's having, because you can tell they're having a lot of fun. You can tell it's a good time. The culture is real. The love in that room is real. Like, you can feel it. You know, it's hard to fake that. You can see teams sometimes where they try and act like things are better, going better than they are. There's plenty of times where they're trying to give off like, yeah, we got great vibes in this locker room, but you can tell it's kind of a put on. You can tell. You can tell this is real. Like, I think this is, you can't fake this. You can't fake, like, the emotion in their voice. You can't fake the reaction to Vrabel and what he has to say and the way that he's connected with these players. Like, it's palpable. It's very, very noticeable. And I think that that's cool. You know, like, that's a great thing. Because that kind of buy-in is something that builds resiliency. It builds togetherness. And really gets everyone pulling in the same direction. And that's it. This team, week in and week out, play like their hair's on fire. Like, they really do. They play very, very hard. You see it. You see it on every down. One of my favorite things that happened in the game was in the fourth quarter, that fumble by Justin Fields. He fumbled the ball for about 15 seconds. I've never seen a fumble go on that long. He gets the snap. It was a bad snap. It wasn't even really his fault. But the ball sort of, you know, it's down there. He reaches down for it. It bounces forward. He's chasing after it. You got to fall on it, really. And that was his big mistake. As I forget who recovered it on the Patriots, but it was, you know, it was basically, that was the game right there. Jennings, I think. I think it was Anthony Jennings fell on it. But I remember watching that and going, man, you know, the Jets really are a pretty dumb team. And Patriots have played some dumb teams. You know, like, there have been some games where the other team shot themselves in the foot and the Patriots took advantage of it, and they, you know, that was it. But also, the Patriots haven't exactly played perfect games either. They have been helped out by some of these teams at various points. And I'm not saying this to take away from what they've accomplished. I'm saying it to say that I think they can go higher than this. I think we haven't seen how high they can fly, to borrow a quote from Michael Scott. Like, I don't think that we've quite seen that yet. Like, we're still watching them in the early stages of the flight. Like, they haven't hit cruising altitude yet. And that's crazy to think about. They're 9-2. And, like, you know, like, I don't think they've played their best game this year. They keep getting better, you know, like, they keep improving various aspects of their team, but they still give up a touchdown on the first drive of every game, right? Like, that happens every time. Drake May, I just gave you all these historically significant numbers for him. He has not thrown for 300 yards yet in his career. He's not had one 300-yard game yet. And we're talking about him like he's Joe Montana. Like, you know what I mean?
You have no idea how high I can fly.
Thank you, Michael. That to me is really intriguing. That makes this even, like, fascinating. You know, like, how high can they fly? Will they fly too close to the sun, if we want to throw in another metaphor here? But I don't think that they're there yet. I think they're still very much figuring out aspects of who they are and what they're good at and what they're not good at. All that. I think that there's still work to be done on one hand, but also new peaks to be conquered here. Like, that's what I'm talking about. And I know they've beaten good teams. I'm not even necessarily talking about, like, individual games. Well, they haven't beaten anybody good. That'll be the next plateau. They actually have, all right? They beat Tampa. They beat Buffalo. They've beaten good teams this year. They haven't played that many good teams, but the ones they've played, they've beaten. And they've beaten bad teams that have scored wins over good teams. The Falcons beat Buffalo. You know, like, there's teams that they beat who aren't good teams, but they've upset other good teams at various points this year. And despite all of that, I still think, and I think most Patriots fans, if you ask them, and not just Patriots fans, national media, everybody, can look at this team and say, yeah, you know, they're really doing what it takes to win games. And they look great, but they could be better than this. There's another level from this. And maybe that's what the market freeze is on the Super Bowl odds. Maybe that's what has people hesitant to really buy in 100%. Is that, yeah, they look great, but have they reached their potential? Have they maxed out their potential? No, they haven't. I think Drake May is scratching the surface right now, as crazy as that sounds, with these video game numbers he's putting up.
Get out of here, rookie.
I like that moment, too. I was listening to Six Rings, and Andy spent a lot of time on that, and I thought that was cool. Because I don't know, what did he come in and say? What did Campbell come in and say? He came in and said something. It was some, like, pun or something. He was like, Drake May, whatever he said. I don't know exactly what
it was.
I'm
pretty sure it was, like, Drake May for MVP, something like
that. Oh, he said MVP? I didn't know that. It sounded like it was some kind of weird pun. And Drake said, get out of here, rookie. It was funny. It's funny. They're having fun. This is fun for them. They're all enjoying themselves.
Actually, sorry, correction from Zach on Twitch. He said, Will said, Drake May.
Drake May. Yeah. Right. It was some weird pun.
Yeah,
right,
exactly. There was a sign on the during the broadcast.
Got it. Okay. I missed that. Well, one way or another, you can tell that there is a lot of camaraderie in that room. And a lot of times you can have a talented team with a lot of great players, and they never pull together like that. They never circle the wagons like the way this team is. And sometimes that's because there's a lot of great players, and there's egos getting involved, and, you know, just everybody's sort of out for themselves, or one guy's not getting his touches, one guy's not getting his targets, one guy's not getting his whatever, you know? Like, it's just there's things that happen, there's things that pop up, and sometimes that can, you know, really put a dent into a culture that a coach is trying to put together. You're not seeing that with this team. And with that element out of the way, for now anyway, who knows? You know, in a year or two, maybe these things start to become an issue. But right now, it's not. And with that sort of taken care of, all that's really left is Drake May gaining more experience, guys like Travion Henderson getting more experience, the defense continuing to gel and play better. I thought they did a little bit better job getting to the quarterback. I was hoping for more. I was hoping that they would make Justin Fields' life a little bit more difficult than just, you know, two sacks on the game. Fields gets sacked a lot, too. Not as much as Drake May. Another thing they can work on, by the way, not letting their quarterback get sacked as much as he does. And that's something that Drake May can work on, along with the offensive line, who I think has been playing well, especially considering he got two rookies on the line. But you know what I mean? Like, that's all two rookies on the offensive line. They'll get better, right? Offensive linemen, they usually, if they're good to start off, they usually get better, unless they get hurt. And that, of course, is the almighty thing. You know, it's you don't even want to talk about it just because of how devastating it would be.
That sometimes I forget that our left side of our line is 21 and 22 years old and our quarterback's 23.
It is easy to forget that. It's easy to forget that, but instead you have a 23-year-old quarterback who is the odds-on favorite for the MVP right now. Again, it's one of those, is mom going to wake me up and tell me it's time for school type of situations right now. This has been kind of a dream. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. The wide receiver room has been transformed. We'll get into that with your phone calls right after this here at 617-779-7937.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.